BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Here's our Bank Holiday Monday podcast in for Grimmy. We've got some library tennis. We relive what happened when Bear Grylls was in the studio and got attacked by a bear. And we call Avicii. Also, Real or No Real and movies with Ali Plum. Good morning. It is quite depressing when you see on your social media that there are people still out, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are people still falling out of places. Like Ben from Southport has been delivering to Liverpool City Centre, delivering milk, and is just seeing loads of people just getting home.
Yeah, I passed people on the way here that were definitely on the back end of a night out.
Yeah. But good morning, if you are just waking up. It's Bank Holiday Monday on BBC Radio 1. Good weekend, Chris?
Really good, actually, yeah, really good. Just lots of time with mates.
Right.
But I did the sensible thing. You know, I was out last night. I gave myself a time limit.
Which was?
11:30.
Oh, yes, because I saw your tweet, and then I saw loads of people reply, get another round in.
Yeah. do you know what? This weekend's been a case of I've never done so many tweets and then deleted them.
Oh, one of those, is it?
Yeah. Lots of emo tweets.
Yeah. Do you feel like maybe you could have made a bit more of the weekend?
I do look back. I think I'm going to look back at this bank holiday weekend and think, I could have taken up a hobby. Hmm. I could have done anything.
Yeah.
And I basically spent it in a pub.
Yeah. But, you know, that a lot of people will be doing the same. Did you like my football banter yesterday?
Oh, yeah, You didn't get it quite right, but good effort.
Thank you. I do try and text you every now and again when there's a big match on.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
I think it's so cute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many good comments about playing this. Katie's a teacher, her school's open today. That was a perfect song to wake up to. Harriet in Manchester says, what a tune to wake up to. Slay Green Day. That is Holiday on BBC Radio 1.
Bit random though, right?
Yeah, because it's a holiday, I thought, why not chuck that one in? It's 6:40 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Why is Greg James waking up in Ibiza this morning?
Oh, I don't know what's going on with him. It sounds like... do you know what? It sounds like a night that has escalated dramatically.
I don't even think it was a night. I think it was a day. Was he not at Newmarket Races?
Yeah, he DJed some races and then obviously got excited and went,
no.
Do you know what we should do? Ibiza.
Yeah. So, and the last tweet I saw from the races was him... It looked like he was on the actual racing track with doing the piggyback with somebody, having their own races.
Well,
and then from there, I think it escalated quite quickly.
What do we do in this situation? It feels to me on bank holidays, Radio 1 DJs go mad.
Yeah, they all need to be accounted for. And yes, Chris, I've been guilty of this in the past. Where people are like, where is he? So Adele's here because she obviously was just on air before.
She's definitely here.
Where's Matt Edmondson? Oh, he'll be asleep with the dog. It's fine.
I don't worry about Matt Edmondson.
He's not. He'll be at home.
He's not the kind of person that's going to jump on a plane to Ibiza.
No, he'll be having a souffle, some Cyprus potatoes, and playing a bit of Monopoly today. So he's fine. Greg's in Ibiza.
We've lost Greg.
Is he on today? Is he supposed to be on today? Is Greg James on today?
We should check that.
Right, probably. He might want to check that as well to see if he is actually supposed to be on today.
So who else would be?
Grimmy. Where's Grimmy? Is he back from LA? Anyone heard from him?
No, Grimmy.
Is Greg on today?
He's not. He's going to have an absolute mission trying to get... Dev. Well, where's Dev?
Where's Dev? Where's Dev? I'll tell you where. Normally asleep in an airport.
Yeah, Dev will be a problem. Honestly, Dev will be a problem today. He won't be around.
If any of you have seen any of these Radio 1 DJs, then please could you let us know?
Yeah, if you're with Dev right now, you send him Radio 1. Honestly, Dev will be a problem.
Yeah, I know, always. Now, I couldn't move for you singing on the radio this weekend.
I can only apologise.
You need to, mate.
Do you know what? Everyone's taken their turn doing this competition, singing some songs, and... And actually, you surprised me. You were quite good.
Here's the thing. I wasn't good, but I am actually a good singer. But what I like to do is do kind of mock singing, because I don't want you to hear how good I am.
Because I am good. I am actually quite a good singer. I can hold a tune. But I don't want to do that on the competition because people like you will feel like a bit inferior. Mm. So let's just...
I tried to sing.
Yeah. So when you were winning Big Weekend tickets, you had to listen out for Chris singing. By the way, this is not on now. This competition is not on now. Do not call. You won't get through and you won't get any tickets, sorry.
Also, on a side note, there seemed to be a surprising amount of people who thought I was here all weekend.
Yeah, singing.
With my own microphone, waiting for my moment, as if I've sung every song.
So your cue to call was to listen out for Chris singing various songs from Big Weekend artists. Like this.
You are no exception. There are no reruns.
What is that?
Justify your reasons. Now it is my turn. Awful. I was told to be Scottish.
Oh, well, there we are. Well done on offending a whole nation there.
No, I was told... I did a version of that, right? And they said, it's really good. Also,
what you're doing is you're doing Stefan Powell newsreader voice... There are no exceptions.
They said,
it's going to rain.
Yeah, exactly. They said, do you mind trying to be a bit more Scottish?
And not Scottish.
Like, I don't know how to do that.
No.
So they said, why don't you try rolling your R's?
Yeah, that really works.
You are no exception. There are no reruns.
Instantly makes you sound Scottish. Just simply roll your R's. It's 6:45. This morning, we've got something a bit special for you, Cos Bank Holiday. You know that we linked up with Grimmy at Calvin Harris's house on Friday morning. That happened. Today, we have a Calvin Harris Nick's tape. So he's chosen every single one of the tracks, and that is coming at 9:30 this morning. 9:30, curated by Calvin Harris. It'll be a Nick's tape. This is the brand new single with Rihanna, which he pressed play on for us live from his house in LA on Friday. This is what you came for on Radio 1.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've been drinking this coffee for the last 20 minutes. Not in the studio, obviously. But it's one of them ones you get from the shop, which says, I've just read the directions, remove foil, add hot water and stir well. Now, I have just been drinking hot water for the last 20 minutes because I didn't remove the foil.
So, I've never seen how this works.
Right, okay. Well, the foil is at the bottom of the cup and kind of supposed to release the coffee and the whitener.
What's the point?
But I'm like, this coffee is really bland for 20 minutes now. And what I didn't do is read the instructions before. I just poured hot water in. So it's just hot water and the foil is still protecting the coffee below.
Oh, well, do you know what then? You can have a little treat in a bit then because you can refill with the knowledge that you now have.
Yes.
And have an actual coffee.
Oh, that's amazing, Chris. It's like two cups of coffee. Well, the first one was just hot water.
Whilst we're talking about sort of getting ourselves together and stuff like that, have I got pink eye?
Yeah, it's really red. One of your eyes.
Right.
And why is that, do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, it's really red.
You've got me really paranoid because you're like, you're right, mate. Something wrong with your eye.
No, it's a bit like, you know, when I've had some food and you always have to, well, generally you have to go, you've got a bit there, mate. Like, and you tell me. Mm. I'd rather be told, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's
like, you know,
I
normally one of your jobs on the show is to wipe food off my face after I've eaten.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Well, I'm telling you now that your left eye is really red and I don't want you to leave the studio at 10 this morning and be like, oh, why didn't you tell me?
But I'm paranoid now about it.
Yeah. You probably need a shower.
Oh, I said, what do I do?
This was another
one.
I found myself
this happened. In a sticky situation.
So we've been doing the breakfast show for Grimmy over the last couple of weeks.
Sticky situation.
That's Chris there singing Kiko Bunn's Sticky Situation in the showers in the basement of the BBC. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've become a real champion of Kiko Bunn, though.
You have.
I get so many messages from people whenever they hear that song going, I cannot now listen to this song without thinking of you in the shower.
Of you naked in the shower. We did... Do you know what I'd quite like to do? We did so many big things over the last couple of weeks.
It was wicked last couple of weeks. It's
like,
been good fun.
The library tennis. I'd quite like to hear Avicii's ringtone again. Do you remember we rang up Avicii?
I dressed up as a bear.
That happened.
And scare Bear Grylls.
But I mean, people are still talking to me about that. I have been all weekend. I'm going to play a couple of bits again this morning, so... Anything you particularly liked, if you were listening over the last couple of weeks, get in touch on 81199. Might give it a little spin for you. Yeah, this song does remind me of you now. Kiko Bum, Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A sticky situation. A sticky situation. I find myself
Don't worry, Chelsea and Torquay also has pink eye today. Just a little red eye, just one of them. On the way to work, she is as well.
Is it confirmed how you can get pink eye? Do we know?
It's just unhygienic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No offence. No, it's basically when you... Because you touch things all the time in everyday life. It's like not washing your hands and then...
Is it?
And then touching your eyes. That's how it happens.
I'm lowering the tone massively, but I heard it came from farting on a pillow.
No.
No?
How would you farting on a pillow give you red eyes?
I just heard that's how you get pink eye.
Oh, you mean you have to put your face in the pillow?
I don't really want to go into it because I really feel this is the BBC and we're better than that.
But
I heard you fart on a pillow and then you...
put your face in it. That's not true.
That's pink eye.
I'll tell you where that's from. That's from... what film is it? Knocked Up.
Right.
That's what you've watched.
So that's not true.
You've taken that as fact. Absolutely not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a pop song. Katy Perry, Raw on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Grimmy's back tomorrow. This is Scott Mills. Any bits from the show you want to hear from the last 2 weeks while we've been on, I'd like to do a couple of replays. 81199 has been good stuff in the last couple of weeks. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
I'm at uni.
Bank holiday Monday. What's the plans?
More uni.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Actual at uni or just uni work?
Both. I've got so much to do.
What have you got to do?
I do dance degree, but we have to do philosophy, so I've got a philosophy presentation to do.
Why? That's well annoying, isn't it? It's like I did a politics degree. You'll be surprised to hear.
No one was expecting that.
But as part of it, we had to do hardcore maths. It was like, I had to do a stats module. I was like, what's the point of this?
There is no point.
Why can't they just let you do your subject?
In my degree, we had to do philosophy and anatomy. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know.
But it's a dance degree.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do dissertation-wise?
Well, I've just handed my dissertation in. You can do your dissertation on whatever. So I did that on dance because, you know, that's the point of the course. But
what, like the history of the Gangnam Style?
Not quite. No, I did mine all on nudity and dance.
Oh, what a dissertation. It doesn't get better than that. Well, that's inspired choice. I mean, what do you use as references?
Oh, many things. It's there's a whole contemporary historical approach to nudity and dance. It's a long thing.
I'll let you into a secret. That was always the plan if I was to make it to Blackpool on Strictly Come Dancing.
Naked Lobster.
That must be the greatest subject for a dissertation I've ever heard of. Wait, what did you think of Scott's crab dance at Strictly then, if you're the expert?
It was
interpretive.
It was, you know, you did your own thing with it. You made it how you wanted to. You did your own thing.
But when I came out with those claw hands behind that rock, you believed that I was a lobster, right?
I didn't see a human. I only saw lobster.
That's right.
Also, interestingly,
power of dance there.
In that crab/lobster suit, he was completely naked.
Yeah.
Good for you, boo.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real.
Great.
Dumfries Council will erect a statue of Calvin Harris in the town centre if his latest single with Rihanna achieves double platinum status.
That'd be a lot of money just for a statue of Calvin Harris.
And also, you'd think they would have done it by now because he's had so many hits already.
So true. I reckon, though, that Taylor, our leader, would have paid for it.
To be honest, he can afford to pay for it.
Yeah, but she leads him. She's his ruler.
This is her idea. She'll be putting statues up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't want it, but she's forcing him to.
Yeah. And underneath it'll just say, my boyfriend, Adam.
you wouldn't have said this all on Friday, would you?
I've got braver now.
Yeah, you are funny that. Now he's not on the line in Los Angeles.
Do you think he would be in a DJ pose for the statue as well?
It's probably going to be a really tiny statue of him and then a huge one of Taylor next to him.
No, it'll be him in his pants when he did that pants campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Or the time he ran out with a pineapple on his head. On The X Factor.
I'm not going to lie, I really wanted Grimmy to ask about that on Friday, but he never asked about storming the stage on Jebwa's performance.
DJs do get statues, though. As we all know, Scott, you've got your statue in Eastleigh.
I can't be bothered to argue with it now.
So it does happen, and so I do think this is probably going to be real.
Do you know, I went to Eastleigh the other day. I didn't see the statue at all.
Because it's not there.
Debatable.
Why did you go to Eastleigh?
I was going through there.
Yeah, most people are.
It was a drive-by.
Did you do the big bus tour?
I did not. No, I was in a car.
That's because there isn't one.
Take the wrong junction off the M3.
Stop it. It's not that bad. So do you reckon, Rebecca, there is this statue of Calvin Harris and Dumfries, or is going to be?
I think no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes.
Unfortunately for Calvin, it's not true. But surely it cannot be long before the man from Dumfries is honoured in some kind of statue form. Or like a road named after him, like the main like A road through Dumfries.
Mm. Yeah, like Harris Drive.
Calvin Harris Way.
Mm.
Or like Andy Murray's got a mound named after him, hasn't he? Murray's Mound.
Yes.
Calvin Harris needs something like that. Maybe Calvin Harris Hill.
Does Judy have one?
Judy Murray's Mound, yes.
Mm. Well, is that... No, isn't there talk that Wimbledon... I can't remember quite the story here, but I think actually the mound is Judy's now, isn't it? Murray's Mound.
We referred to it as Judy Murray's Mound at Wimbledon last year.
But is that its official title or is it Andy's?
It's Judy Murray's Mound. It's nothing to do with him. And next,
Justin Bieber cost his toy doll manufacturer $100,000 when he cut off his famous bowl haircuts in 2011. They had to update all the toys to reflect the new quiff.
Oh, God.
God's sake. I imagine Justin didn't even tell anyone that he was having his bowl chopped off because he does what he wants. And then, but obviously, you've got like all of the toys, all of the Justin Bieber dolls have got the bowl haircut, but he hasn't got it anymore. Yeah. So it doesn't look like him.
And it's not like they can create a wig add-on that they can just charge more money for, is it? Because the hair has to go. So if anything, the only way they can get around that is selling bald caps for the toys. But that's not going to work, is it?
I was really looking forward to seeing a doll version of his monkey. I thought it was going to be a nice accessory add-on.
What's the crap with his monkey, then? You talk about Michael Jackson.
No. Justin Bieber had a monkey and then he binned him off. He wasn't allowed to take him to Germany or something, so he had to get rid.
Is this like Johnny Depp and his dogs?
Exactly the same thing.
Get out, you pirate! Don't care who you are. So Justin Bieber changed his hair, didn't tell the doll manufacturer, cost him $100,000.
I think that's real.
Chris?
I still think they would have sold loads of these dolls, so I can't see how it would have cost them so much. So I'm going to say no real.
Imagine the first thing you see is a picture of him with his new hair and you're the toy manufacturer. You'd be absolutely fuming, wouldn't you?
That one is real.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's right. Justin lopped off his famous locks in 2011. It cost his doll manufacturer $100,000 as all the dolls had to be changed. The firm's CEO says he wishes Justin would call him 3 months in advance, but it's okay because he now has set up loads of Google alerts to keep tabs on Justin and his hair.
Oh, he does what he wants, doesn't he?
He does what he wants. And finally...
World-famous pop songstress Adele and former EastEnders star Sid Owen are good friends.
Which one's Sid Owen?
Ricky...
Accent alone.
Yeah, he was on The Jump recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember him. Bit of a strange friendship, that.
I've been to the loo next to him several times. Just happens to be in the same place. No, just in the same... Just happened to be in the same toilet. But more than once. I don't know why. Maybe I'm following him.
Is it one of those awkward things where you see each other in the toilet all the time and you have to be like, oh, hi.
No, it's just like, all right, mate. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, there's a mutual respect there, isn't there?
Yeah, you've got to have that mutual boundary.
Sid Owen, I'm fairly certain, popped up in a Drake video or something like that one night. Or
no,
there is something like that.
No, there is a story about this. What is it?
It's not Drake. It was Chris Brown. The picture.
What song?
The picture's absolutely incredible. No, he wasn't in the music video. It was like a pre-awards do for the Grammys.
Why was he there?
You're joking.
Ricky off of Ricky and Bianca.
Yeah, so there's a picture of him stood there, but it looks like he's... It's almost like he's been photoshopped in. So Chris Brown's partying and Sid Owen's just sort of staring at the camera, having the time of his life holding what I can only imagine is a Disaronno and Coke.
Why?
It's just that kind of event.
I know what you mean, yeah. It calls for a Disserano, doesn't it?
If Sid's hanging around with those kind of people, then I don't see why he couldn't be friends with Adele.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but are Adele and Sid Owen really good mates?
Defo real.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go real on this one.
That one is real.
What a dude.
Sid Owen, or Ricky from EastEnders, was the front runner to be the godfather of Adele's son, Angelo. But do you know who is the godfather, by the way?
Isn't it Elton John?
No, Alan Carr.
What?
Yes,
really?
Real. However, Adele and Sid, Ricky, are still friends. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 10. Rebecca, you smashed it. You got 30.
Yes.
You're good at this game, yes. Okay, back to the uni works then.
Thank you.
Try and enjoy your bank holiday Monday.
I'll try.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That's The Weeknd, and often on BBC Radio 1. Are you just eating really badly because it's bank holiday?
Totally.
I really am.
Totally.
Well, no, you're always eating badly, though. So it's just another day for you.
Don't be so rude. No, this has been the one weekend. I would say I've eaten worse this weekend than I have ever. Honestly,
yeah,
I've just gone for it.
Wow, because I know your diet.
Yeah.
And that's quite a bold statement.
It's like a TV show in itself, Extreme Eaters.
Right.
It's that kind of thing.
I bet you've had at least one curry.
Yes, but
the
thing is, curry's not too bad, because curry's healthy. No, it is. If you get a Sagaloo, that's spinach, isn't it?
One of the things I really want to do on the show at some point, and we've never really done it properly, is what foods Chris thinks are healthy.
Curry's
or not.
The healthiest takeaway you can buy.
It is not.
It is. Pizza, I know, is bad for you.
Right, but curry.
I love pizza.
Curry's really healthy for you, yeah?
No, curry.
I mean, it's delicious, but.
No, I'm saying if it's just chicken and sauce, that's not as bad. If you're on a diet and you want a takeaway, have a curry.
Korma.
Have a curry rather than a pizza.
I mean, there's hardly any calories in it.
No,
it's like having air.
No, you're right. Comparably, not that many.
Yeah. If you're just waking up this morning, we are going to do that feature at some point. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm Scott Mills. Grimmy is back tomorrow. We're going to get our bangers out like we do in the afternoon, where we pick a song each and you choose what one gets on after 8:30. And films with Ali Plum at 9, and a Calvin Harris mixtape he made for us at 9:30. 7:30, and here's Nick Rotherham.
This
is
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. It's 7:38 on your bank holiday Monday morning. And that is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Seems like ages ago, but on our first show covering Grimmy in this run, which was not last Friday or the one before, but the one before that, do you remember you and Michael McIntyre were singing to that song off air when we had him in as a guest? This is from your Instagram.
Keep singing. It's good. It's good.
I can't sing now.
Just go.
Let it go.
It just reminds me of Michael McIntyre now, which is the kind of the last person that song would ever remind you of.
Yeah, exactly. And then Camila saw that on Twitter and Instagram, actually, and loved it.
Yeah,
and
she loved it.
And then she tweeted the video as well. How legit is that, though? Michael McIntyre singing that song.
And then the actual singer, like, really loves it.
Yeah.
So that was a good start to our breakfast run this time. He was great, wasn't he? I really liked him.
Brilliant.
And then last week, during Real or No Real, we found out that retired DJ superstar Avicii has been giving out his mobile number on Twitter. Do you remember this? Because he's kind of having a break from social media,
yeah,
but wants to stay in touch with his fans. So you can actually text and sometimes call Avicii. And I know that you were desperate to speak to him. So we decided to ring him live on air with Sophie, our listener.
Scott, I still haven't had a text back from Avicii yet.
Well, it wouldn't be that instant, would it?
I don't know. Shall we try hurry him along? Can we call him? Will you let me do this?
You want to call Avicii on the number he's put out on his Twitter?
Why don't we try it?
Yeah, go for it. Lol if he answers.
Okay, cool.
Try. Ring in.
It says on our computer screen, right? It says Sweden, so it's definitely him.
That's good,
whoa,
isn't it?
Oh, he's got a Avicii ringtone.
Levels.
How's he done that? I want that.
Come on, Tim.
This is nuts. This is what happens when you call Avicii.
Is this polyphonic?
Yes?
Avicii?
Oh, is that it? It just rings off. Oh.
How annoying is that, Sophie?
That's so disappointing.
I know.
What a letdown. I'm glad he's retired.
And then that led on to you wanting people to hear a song when they call you. So you don't hear it, you just get a normal ringtone.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
But it used to happen. We were saying this last week. I remember calling people and you'd hear a song as it was ringing.
Yeah, it's not about ringtones.
No, it's about, like, when you call them, you get a song down the phone. You could choose your favourite song. A bit like when you used to put a song on MySpace. It did happen. Like,
I really
about
want to do it.
5 or 6 years ago, but we don't know how to do it now.
Now, this is the UK's official number one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still the UK's official number one. It's Drake, One Dance.
BBC.
Radio.
One.
7:45 with Scott Mills. Now, do you remember another thing from our run on Breakfast over the last 2 weeks? Do you remember when we played this clip?
No!
Now, what is that, please, Chris?
It's so good. That's what it is. No, what it is a guy who is faced with the weird situation of a bear approaching him. So he was out and about, he was just walking about, and this bear sort of appeared.
And yeah, I mean, he wasn't on, like, he wasn't on, you know, like, Oxford Street in London.
No.
He was
out
in
the
wild.
Countryside.
Yeah. So not that weird.
No. He was just walking, and this bear sort of approached him. He didn't know really what to do. In fact, no, he did, because he just stood there and shouted, which I think is what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, we discussed then how are you meant to deal with a bear.
Yeah, and you all got in touch to tell us exactly how you should fend off a bear.
Because you would be ridiculous.
Well, I would just try and run.
But apparently what you're meant to do is stand there and sort of hold your ground. I mean, don't take my advice on it. If you are faced with a bear,
later
I'd
on today,
probably still run.
Yeah, you are just supposed to make yourself really big and do this.
No!
And then because we had Bear Grylls coming into the show, we thought we'd better ask him because he would know how to fend off a bear.
No, so it was a pub idea.
Yeah, so we did have a meeting in a pub and we thought, what would Bear Grylls do if he was attacked by an actual bear in the studio here at Radio 1?
Yeah, because he gives it the large one, right, on his TV shows. He makes out that he's, you know, the man to deal in all these extreme situations. But what would he do in a bear attack?
Yeah, because in this environment, like a radio studio, he would not be expecting that. So we found the best bear costume we could get, and Chris dressed up in it, and here's what happened. Have you ever eaten something? This is from someone else that just texted. This is from David. Have you ever eaten something that you were sure was going to be quite horrible but actually turned out to be quite nice?
Scorpions raw are terrible. Scorpions cooked, amazing. Took me about 10 years.
Back away! Back away! Oh. Scott, get under the table!
Okay. Alright, I'm going under the table.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh. It's only Chris. Oh, dear, you get my heart rate going.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so that, sorry about that bear. It's just Chris in a bear costume. So that appeared in the Guardian newspaper.
Yes, it did.
Along with a tweet from you, which we can't read out.
But I can't believe they put that in the Guardian.
Isn't it weird? When you're tweeting something, you don't expect it to be like you see it on the Guardian online. You're like, oh, okay, they've used that quote. Because you weren't thinking about it when you put that up.
No, I mean, basically what he did is when I attacked him, he threw his chair back, which did get me square in the...
Down there.
Yeah. And he, it really hurt.
He properly... Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, the word I used to describe it made a headline in the Guardian.
In the newspaper. That reaction again.
10 years.
Back away! Back away! Oh. Scott, get under the table!
Okay. Okay, so maybe I still watch that video up to 3 times a day just to cheer myself up.
What we've learned is Bear Grylls has no chill.
Always on. Always ready, isn't he? Even in the confines of a radio studio. Where is that video if people want to watch it?
It's on the Radio 1 Facebook. You know, you can find it.
Yeah. It's Bear Grylls being the victim of a bear attack.
But I urge you to look at the article about
Scott
it as well.
Please
do, because it makes it all worthwhile.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl.
Biffy Clyro, Wolves of Winter. Hello, Amanda in Fife, who says, I like how instead of a broad Scottish accent, Chris managed to do a proper Welsh accent over Biffy. Does he need lessons? Yeah, I would say yeah. Actually, do you remember that lady whose video we discovered on YouTube who can do all the accents and really prides herself on it?
Oh, yeah.
You need to take some tips from her. So here's her Scottish.
Well, I wish I could say that I'm a direct descendant of the famous William Wallace. You know, Braveheart, but this, I don't know.
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Obsessed with her at the time. Hey, listen, there's a brand new show tonight on Radio 1 from 9 p.m. And it's for students... Not just for students, it's for people that like students too.
Yeah, whether you're a student or into students.
Into students, it's for you. So for the next 12 weeks, there's going to be a different student radio station taking over Radio 1 to bring you a playlist. So we start off with Spark Radio from Sunderland University, who are taking us through the year in the life of a student. So they'll be going through freshers and exams and being broke and university romances. And things that are a little bit less long-term than that. And everything to do with university life. And loads of big tunes for an hour. So you can hear it live from 9 p.m. tonight on Radio 1. But you can also download it afterwards, after it's done, from the BBC Radio iPlayer app under the Mixes tab. You can get it whenever you want, whenever you want to listen to it. Brand new student radio playlist show tonight from 9 p.m. on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Body
safe to shore. Some pleasant Nordic Farm from Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks, and Western before that, Come Down.
BBC
Radio 1.
8 minutes past eight on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on a bank holiday Monday. Isn't it rubbish? There's loads of people waking up because they would normally wake up for work at this time. It's like, oh, wish I could sleep. Just want to go back to sleep. Luke in Bolton got back from Mexico yesterday and is straight back in work today, and Radio 1 is getting him through. Also, Katie Baker, happy birthday. It says, on our way to Gatwick for a birthday. Now, are you flying somewhere or are you just going to Gatwick for your birthday?
Can you do a night out in Gatwick?
Well, what you can do is, which I've done before, is recreate the feel of space in Ibiza by buying some beer from a local shop and then simply stand under the flight path at Gatwick and whoop loudly every time a plane goes by.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, EasyJet, woo!
But you know what?
Like space.
But I know there's the airport there, but can you actually do a night out in Gatwick, not at the airport?
She's probably going Mocha in Crawley for a banging night tonight.
Do you reckon?
It's kind of the nearest
night
out.
Why are they setting off now?
I don't know.
It must be flight. But
I
then
think
also,
they're flying somewhere, unless they are doing the space Ibiza trick.
But also, I don't want to ruin Katie's birthday because I worry that they might be doing it as a surprise. It's like, oh, get in the car. You know, we're just going to travel somewhere.
Yeah. And then, okay, right. She's going to Hurghada. Which is Egypt, I think. I'm so good with my geog.
How do you know that?
I just know. It is Egypt, is it?
Yes! Well, that's awesome. And also, going to Gatwick
at
this time of the day...
Yeah.
It's awesome. Because, you know, there's different rules for airport, obviously, isn't there? You can go and enjoy yourself at 8 in the morning.
Yeah,
No one will judge you.
Go and get a drink. It's fine.
Oh, that's so cool.
There are no time zones. You can have your first drink of the day and no one's going to judge you. There'll be loads of people doing the same.
It's mad. Also, at the airport, you know that champagne and seafood bit?
Yes.
That's at every airport. Does anyone ever use it? Like, what's the point?
I've never seen anyone sat on those stools.
But also, do you have to be a celebrity to use it?
No, I
always see
so.
It and think it's like a VIP area.
I don't think so. Lol, if she is just going to Gatwick.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Katie. Have a great time at Gatwick.
We've decided to spend it in West Sussex. Happy birthday. Another good thing that we did on breakfast in the last couple of weeks was library tennis. I really enjoyed this. It's when we get two students in a library to grunt at each other louder and louder, just like they do in tennis. Like this, here's Sharapova. They hit the ball with such force that you just have to do a little grunt. Mm. And we were using it as a kind of fun revision break for loads of people who are doing dissertations and exams at the moment. So this is where we join Cardiff Met University Library with Laura and Kaylee. We're in the silent study area of the library and we join the action with Laura to serve. It's almost like a little hiccup there.
Yeah, that took me by surprise. There. Cleverly disguised that shot as a hiccup.
Yeah. Okay, and Kaylee. They're like little half grunts.
Very good, though. Beautifully pitched.
Laura. Oh, it was a bit louder.
It would be nice to hear these grunts elongated somewhat. Mm. Do you want a quick reminder of how the professionals do it?
Yes, please, boys.
I think we should try and...
A little bit of length, please, ladies.
A bit more length.
Okay, here we go.
What a shot.
Listen to the fear in their voices.
Was that a shot?
What was that?
Was that Laura? Did you shoot?
That was Laura on the rebound.
Oh, we weren't even listening.
We missed it.
We were talking to you. I'm so sorry.
This rally's too quick.
Okay, Laura's going to have to go again.
Come on.
No, come on. And Kaylee.
Okay, I've got the legs.
Back to Laura.
I think someone just rang their mum.
What?
Rang their mum?
I think someone just rang their mum worried.
What, because there's girls making weird noises in there?
Yeah.
So, Laura, it's your reply here.
I can't concede.
No.
I'm not on the sports course.
Okay.
Okay. Oh!
Very good. Very, very good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Kaylee, have you got anything to answer that with?
Oh, my gosh.
The bar is high.
Change of technique there as well from Laura. Crack and shot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Remember, you can bail anytime you need.
Absolutely not.
No. Be here all morning.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, good luck.
Was it louder, do we think, Scott?
No, I think it was. I think it was just a different shot.
Okay, Laura, quick reply.
That's good. That's definitely louder.
That's good. Kaylee. Who are we on?
It's Kaylee.
I can't keep up. Laura?
Laura, back to you. Quick fire. Kaylee. Laura.
Kaylee. Laura,
have you got any more?
I feel like I'm coming to the end, but I'll try.
Okay. Okay, it has to end there, surely.
Is that it?
No, it's still going.
This game's literally never going to end. I mean, do we call it as a draw?
They're both good. I think it's a draw, ladies.
Yes.
Like, neither of you are going to give up there, ever.
No way.
Congratulations. I mean, no one really likes a draw, but I think we've got to call it a draw today, Chris.
I worry it would never end.
No. I've got songs to play, you know what I mean? Okay, now could you leave the library quickly, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why whispering now after all that.
Yeah, I know. And now's the time to whisper.
I can't wait to hear the highlights from this one, Scott.
Oh. And you're out.
And no one worried to go back in.
Can you both confirm, though, that even though that was awkward, you're not in trouble?
We're not in trouble.
Excellent, okay. Did you enjoy that, or was it really stressful?
That was more stressful than writing 10,000 words.
See, a lot of people didn't hear that last week. Like Felix in London, library tennis has made my morning, didn't hear it the first time. Actual crying at the tennis, lol. That's Dean from Cannock. That was good. Highlights for me are when we do the little kind of package of all the grunts, just so you can kind of relive what an excellent game it was. Oh, hang on, no, that's slow-mo. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Can you go again on that? Listen to the start of this grunts montage here. That needs to be in a song. Please, Avicii, sample that if you're listening.
No, he's retired.
Oh,
sadly.
Yeah.
Sorry. And now in slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
love the library tennis. We need to do it again soon. It's 8:15, Bank Holiday Monday, Beyonce.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, finish the song now. Beyonce. There's so many samples on that album, so many. And that one was doing my head in as to what it was.
You're the master, right? So like,
I found it on my phone.
In any song, Scott can find the sample of it. It's mad.
It was really annoying me, so I had to look it up, and it's this song.
Lost this bit on your phone. Oi, you're
it's not on my phone. I just looked it up.
You're a human Shazam. That's what you are.
1963, Andy Williams. Beyonce, how did you think of that song to sample?
You should make that your Twitter bio.
I'm a human Shazam.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mallory Knox, Shout at the Moon on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We normally do this in the afternoon at 2:40. We call it Bangers. I pick a song which I believe is a first-class heavyweight anthem. Then Chris does the same. We don't tell each other what song we've chosen, and the first time we hear about it is on the radio. Who's winning at the moment, or are we not counting? I think last week I had quite a good week.
You did. In fact, it was a draw last week. It was 2-2.
Yeah, because we didn't do it on Friday because of Calvin Harris.
Exactly.
Hello, Francesca.
Hi.
Whereabouts are you, please, in the world?
I am currently in a service station of the M11 near Harlow.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Frinton, Essex.
Oh, Frinton-on-Sea, Tendring District.
Yes, Tendring District.
You are probably the youngest person in Frinton because the average age is about 86.
That's true, yeah. I am one of the youngest people in Frinton.
That must make you feel pretty happy with yourself. I'd wear a badge.
Why are you at a service station? Where are you going?
We're on our way to work. We're helping out my dad on North Weald Market today.
Oh, what does he sell?
Plants and flowers and that sort of thing. So if you're doing your garden...
That's awesome. You know when guys go and buy flowers, do they always say the reason why they're buying flowers?
Sometimes they buy two separate bunches and it's like, is that one for your mum and one for your girlfriend? Have you got two girlfriends?
Yes, I would think that. So, okay, oh, two bouquets,
that's
is it?
That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever catch people out?
Sometimes. I try not to ask too many questions, though.
Yeah. Okay, you know about Bangers. You know that we pick good songs, right?
Yes.
Who do you normally side with? Is it Chris or is it me?
I'm always really torn, but I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Everyone says that.
Usually.
Okay. Well,
here's what
I've got for you today. This is my offering.
Oh, yes.
Come on. This song is like 11 years old now, but it is pop royalty, this song. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. How many times have I played this at student nights?
Yeah. It is epic, and the one I've gone for is epic, but in a different way.
Oh.
This is Chase and Status, Let You Go.
I'd forgotten about this one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the right tune. Imagine this at Big Weekend this year as well. It's going to go off.
That would go off in Frinton.
I think it would.
Yeah, this is a tricky decision today. Do you know what I mean? Two different paths.
It's just a sticky situation for you.
It's a sticky situation.
Francesca, what are you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really torn. My husband's looking at me through the window going Chase and Status. But
it's a head and heart situation, this, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Head saying Chase and Status, isn't it?
It is.
But your heart's saying Kelly Clarkson.
I really want to belt out that Kelly Clarkson song.
I do have to warn you
that Chasing Status one is a proper banger.
Yeah. I do have to warn you that Kelly Clarkson's not had a hit for a while, so she could do with the money.
Yeah, and I do have to warn you that, you know, you can make the wrong decision here and it all go wrong.
I should just say, though, that she does have children now and does need to feed them. So any extra pennies that come her way through a play on Radio 1 would be excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. What are you choosing?
I'm going to go Kelly Clarkson.
No, yes!
That was wrong choice.
You've made the right choice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Like all of his songs, at first you think, is this a joke? And then you're like, oh, actually, I really get it.
This is huge.
I challenge you to a dance-off.
Mills, what is going on with that bit? That's ridiculous.
Awesome.
Is that one of the greatest songs ever written?
No.
No, I think it might be.
It's big, though, isn't it?
It's even got growling on. Come on, man. Like, is that the new Thriller?
Yeah. It's quite similar in a way. Dougie says... Track of the day, yes. Percy in London, track of the day is the best song ever written. Agreeing with you there.
There we go.
9 a.m. on Bank Holiday Monday. As if doing college work wasn't hard enough, then Scott Mills drops dance off. Yes. Straight in my basket. Macklemore, says this person. You're not leaving your names today when you're doing the comments.
I think that's the greatest start to a song I've ever heard.
I challenge you to a dance-off.
Yeah, that is awesome.
No trash talk, no backwalk.
It's quite Halloween.
It is.
You dance off.
I challenge you.
Can't cause no tag teams, no mascots. Right now, dance off.
Oh, God, that's so good. Can we just have that intro on every song?
Sweet! You'll hear every show today. It's Track of the Day. Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, Idris Elba, dance off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's our Zane Pillow Talk.
BBC.
Radio
1.
And now, as a little Bank Holiday Monday treat, Ali Plum, who's got all the film news. Hi, Ali.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've got an amazing movie to talk about this week. But before we get to that, I've got a quick thing. A little bit of unexpected news for you. Do you remember Daddy's Home? Do you remember that film from December last year?
Yes, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. That was the reason that they came in to do Playground Insults.
That's
with
right.
Us.
It's getting a sequel and no one saw it coming.
No way.
Of all the movies from 2015 that deserved a sequel, I didn't see this one getting it, but it made $240 million worldwide.
Were you not a fan of it?
It was okay.
I thought it was all right. Yeah, I liked it.
I wouldn't call it bad, but then I wouldn't call it good.
It's one of those, you wouldn't go to the cinema, but you'd watch it at home.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, obviously, I bring this up because I gather you've got an announcement about Playground Insults that you'd like to share with the world.
100%. So, we are bringing Playground Insults back. We did it before with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. It was so good with Will and Mark. Here's a little bit of it.
You're so old, when you were a kid, rainbows were black and white.
That doesn't sound very original.
The game is coming back. The game that we reserve for only the very best. This Wednesday, you will get brand new Playground Insults with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz.
It's a big deal, Playground Insults coming back, though, because it's kind of like our new little baby on the show.
Yeah.
We've only done it once, and it was such a big success that almost a tad nervous about bringing it back.
Imagine, though, Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz in a darkened room staring each other out and taking it in turns to insult each other. Two of the biggest movie stars in the world right now.
Yeah, honestly, Chloe Grace Moretz, she's going to be the new Little Mermaid, would you believe?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, really.
Also, he's like Hollywood's best comedy actor and writer.
This Wednesday, you'll be able to hear and watch brand new Playground Insults with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz.
I'm psyched.
Okay, enough of that. Let's crack on with what we should be watching at the cinemas on Bank Holiday Monday.
I've got an absolute beauty. It's Captain America Civil War, which, in short, is the Avengers sequel. Do you remember the Avengers? That was great. Avengers Age of Ultron was all right. This is even better than both. This has got so many people in it, so many superheroes. I asked Captain America himself, that's Chris Evans, to try and list them all as quickly as possible. Here are all the superheroes in Captain America Civil War.
Oh, God.
I'll give you one for free, Captain America.
Okay. Captain America, Hawkeye, Winter Soldier, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther, Vision, Black Widow, War Machine, Spider-Man.
Yes!
Got them all?
He just about got them all. He was sweating, like really sweating. That is a clip from my new, let's call it a documentary, but it's basically an extended interview with Chris Evans. It's on iPlayer right now. It's called Chris Evans, the real Captain America. And no, it's not that Chris Evans. Please do not get confused. He at no point pretends to be Captain America.
So you can watch that on iPlayer right now?
You can watch it right now. And he's really good fun in it. Almost as much fun as a movie. I cannot recommend it enough. I love these Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to ask you. If you haven't seen any of these movies before, I haven't.
This is my biggest
problem. Is this worth seeing?
I think it's good enough to see even if you haven't seen them before. But I will say this. A lot of it is going to go over your head if you're not fully up to date.
Mm.
If you're willing to overlook that, this is the movie you've been looking for. If you thought Batman and Superman was just a little bit too dank and dour, this is fun, exciting, thrilling, a little bit funny. Paul Rudd is brilliant in it as Ant-Man. And this new Spider-Man guy, Tom Holland, who's this young Brit, he is so good and it's making me so excited about the new Spider-Man movie. Another unexpected sequel coming up very, very soon. So I'm giving this 5 plums.
Five stars. 5 plums.
That's the ultimate endorsement. I don't go higher than that. Is one of my favourite movies so far this
year. That's nuts. We should pound some kind of plum alarm, Scott.
Pound the plum alarm. This was the film where they had the premiere in a shopping centre, which I was obsessed with earlier in the week.
And I was there, and I loved you talking about it.
Were you there by accident? Or were you
it was just funny to pop into Smith.
I really needed some new jeans. And there was Robert Downey Jr. It was amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But hanging from the ceiling was this as big as a house shield spinning from the ceiling. And I went, I think something's going on. Anyway, yeah, it was ridiculous. The film is as good as people are saying. I highly recommend it.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some music. What have you got after that?
I've got some more ridiculous sequels you'll have never seen coming. We're going to play a little game.
Next on Radio 1, films with Ali Plum.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio
1.
Ali Plum is here talking through your Bank Holiday Monday films. Okay, what's next?
So, the movie I've recommended is Captain America Civil War. I've banged on about that enough. It's very good. But it's one of many, many, many sequels that are about to come into cinemas very soon. And I just wanted to make sure you guys were up to date, because there are, I think, more sequels coming to cinemas than actual new movies.
Is this because people have run out of ideas?
I think because there's just so much information being blasted at everybody all day, every day, that in order to get people into a cinema, it's got to be dun-da-da-da, a sequel or a remake or a reboot. And it's just a problem Hollywood's got. But you know what? Some of them are good. Yeah. Jungle Book was a remake we never saw coming, and it actually worked.
It's a bit like new music. So if you hear there's a new song coming from Coldplay, right, you're going to pay it loads and loads of attention, maybe more than you would just hearing that as a song from an artist that you might not have heard of.
Yeah, it's familiar, right?
If it's a brand new thing, it's got to be exceptional. You've got such little room to make mistakes and learn and grow. But anyway, here's my game. Can you guys guess what number in the series the sequels to these franchises are at?
So okay.
I'm going to give you an example. Very quick, easy one.
Okay.
We're getting a Mary Poppins sequel. What number is that?
Two. Two. Okay, I should have gone with two.
No, you're wrong.
Go on.
There was,
you can't tell the film man that he's wrong.
There's Mary Poppins, right?
Go on.
Then there's Saving Mr. Banks.
That was the story of the making of Mary Poppins.
So that doesn't count as a sequel.
Does not.
Well, I think that was a red herring there, Mr. Plum.
It was a trick question. All right, let's try another one. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to be useless at this game.
Yeah. 3?
18?
5.
5 already?
Star Wars.
Well, you got your Phantom Menaces.
Oh, I don't know. 11?
Force Awakens.
8.
8, okay. We're not good at this, are we?
Genuinely not that far off. Fast and the Furious.
Oh, there's loads.
12.
8.
Oh.
There are 8. Who ever thought when the first Fast and the Furious came out, there'd be 7 more?
We can spin this out, guys, for 7 more movies.
We have so much more to say about the human condition. Let's get 7 more done. Star Trek.
Oh, 5.
3, but technically it's close to like a high number because there were like 13 beforehand.
Right.
All right, just a couple more. Okay. Indiana Jones. We are getting a sequel.
Okay, Indiana Jones.
So many.
Is there?
I think.
Got your Lost Ark.
I think a lot, do you?
Yeah.
7?
The answer is 5.
Oh.
And at this point, Harrison Ford is in his 70s.
Yes.
What? And just one last one. Transformers. Where are we finally at with Transformers?
Hmm.
I'm going to go lower than I have been. 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6.
Oh, it's in the middle. It's 5.
We could have got one of those.
I hope this illustrates the point that whether you like it or not, you've got sequels are coming, and here's hoping some of them are good, including Bad Boys 3, Blade Runner 2, and who couldn't be looking forward to Ice Age 5. Thank you, Hollywood. You're really inventing the wheel, aren't you?
But you know what? Sometimes sequels are really good.
Yeah, sometimes they're wicked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed the second Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah, cracking film. Of the Chihuahua series, it's my favourite. Anyway, so movie of the week is definitely Captain America Civil War. But if you're not looking for something like that, there's also a new Ricky Gervais Netflix film, which is called Special Correspondence. Slightly misnamed. I might have just called it Correspondence. It's all right. Quite funny.
I was going to say that looks all right, though. I saw the trailer for it.
Pretty funny.
The trailer's the funniest bit.
Yeah.
Is it?
Right. That's been known to happen. But yeah, it's okay. There is that, though. And if you're desperate not to watch any of that, there's some show called Game of Thrones that had an episode or something. I didn't quite pick up what was going on.
We're too late on this now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Too far gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Okay, Ali, thank you very much. And Grimmy, we'll see you on Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Grimmy is back with you tomorrow morning from 6:30. And we return to the afternoons 1 till 4.